Okay, here we go. I was going to start all fresh and stuff like that, but this is our third take.
You can tell them that.
No, well, it's okay. It's been 6.5 months. And then you heard a noise in the baby scanner, and it made it nervous, and I went on too many tangents. I'm so excited. I'm so giddy. I'm like when you tell Quinn we're going to give him a sucker, and he does his little jump dance. And then there's my wife, the dark, begrudging cloud who doesn't want to come to the basement, the Holio, and do a podcast. But you have fun.
No, I enjoy it. It's just, you know, at the moment, it's warm upstairs and cozy. And
you want to be doing things.
Yeah, some cleaning, some laundry.
But this is how we communicate. We talk next to each other.
That's good. Okay.
You know, some people talk to their cats. Like, you know, I mean... The censor swooped in before I could even say anything. Okay, no censoring coming up. Politics and movie trivia next.
Ewe. Abomination. Ewe and the Beast. Beast. This is Ewe and the Beast.
You've got to be proud of me for that.
Yeah, I really am.
Okay, here we go. 80s movie trivia. Here's a clip. And see if you know what it is.
Questions? Yeah. Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
That is so crazy. 80s. What movie is that? I know. You already know it. Whatever. I don't care. Sarah.
It's a great. Okay.
No, it is a great movie.
It's a great movie. It's all
Emilio Estevez.
Oh, well, don't tell him.
Okay,
all
I won't tell him. I'll just say it has Paul Gleason in it.
All right. Whoever that is.
Paul Gleason, if you Google him, which no Googling right yet because the contest isn't over. But this guy has been in more shows. Name an 80s show, Sarah. He's that guy who's been in everything.
MASH. Was that? No, that wasn't. Yeah, that was 80s. Yeah,
let's see if he was in MASH. Well, of course, you'd do that. Come up with something totally screw up my point. Let's see.
Sorry.
How about Private Duty Nurses? That was in 1971. Okay, Paul Gleason. This is interesting. He was in Miami Vice. He was in The Equalizer, Falcon Crest, Dallas. He was even in Seinfeld as Cushman in the episode in 1994 called The Opposite. What was that one?
I don't know. You have to.
But this is a phenomenon I think we need to look at. He was in The A-Team, but he was in Kate and Ally, Hardcastle and McCormick, Scarecrow and Mrs. King. And I just have to wonder, why are they no more team shows? You know, like Simon and Simon, Starsky and Hutch. Remember, we used to run together and solve things. And now, we're all individuals trying to outdo each other.
Yeah, that's interesting. Miami Vice was, Tubbs and...
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah, John, so you Johnson. Can tell then we were starting to segue. You were starting to segue out. Like, we're not gonna let everybody
name
know we're a team.
People. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't ask, don't tell kind of thing. But as you go through Paul Gleason's resume in IMDb, he was in Drake and Josh in 2004. So there's a team, whatever
that
is. It's a follow up to the Private Duty Nurses for a whole different crowd. I don't know, but it was all teams. Cagney and Lacey. He was in Cagney and Lacey. Team. Laverne and Shirley. Team.
Yeah, Laverne and Shirley.
Beauty and the Beast.
He was in Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah, he was...
like a voice?
Song of Orpheus, Henry Dutton. Well, it was an episode. It was some knockoff of the movie or something. Anyway, just he was in The Wonder Years. He was in...
Beauty and the Beast was a show. Sarah Connor was in it. Or, you know, the character that... The person who played Sarah Connor.
The original Sarah Connor?
Yeah, from the movies. But it was
Terminator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what her name is in real life.
Yeah, her.
But it was a show. It was a show. I remember.
Huh.
It's really weird.
And it was a... Yeah. Did it have an actual beast?
Yeah. It had like a weird like mouth thing, I remember.
Interesting.
I have to look that up again. You should go to YouTube.
Well, fun. Okay. More... Paul Gleason You should buy me a Christmas present. Nobody's talking about you right now, except for us.
Be nice.
Well, I mean, there are a few people, but I'm being nice. This guy's very successful. He's been in everything since 1962. Starring in 1962 as the gas station owner in the movie Panic in the Year Zero. So, I don't know. What else? We've had a baby. Otto is a huge 6 month old.
Yeah.
Quinn is a groovy little 2 and a few year old. Going through some deal right now. Something going on with Q. I mean, our potty peeing, mommy hugging, thank you, please saying Wunderkind is, I think she's trying to push some buttons, you know.
He's good at it.
Yeah.
Very good at it.
I mean, it's weird. You're sitting at the dinner table and he doesn't want to sit down and he's laughing at you while you try to sit him down. And it's, I think I saw him look into my soul and he saw I was, oh, fraud tonight. Because you're trying to be all stoic on the outside, but on the inside, you're like, what the fuck? Oh, the baby monitor's going out. Our baby scanners.
Okay.
But, and this happened quick. This is all in a month. Like last night, I was like, he wanted to take a bath. I said, well, you can take a bath, but you got to pee in the potty first. He looks at me and pees on the floor. So to prove a point, I took a bath in front of him. And he was loony. He was absolutely loony. Now, I'm hoping. You don't know, man. You just have to step out of nothing. I hope that benefits him somehow. Or just doesn't jack him up. Why do you cry when you get in your bodies of water?
Well, yeah, but there's been a lot of change. I mean, he handled the baby thing great. It's been really 6 good. Months. Really well. And he's been nice and stuff. He hugs him and kisses him. He's still very good with him. He gets good. In bed with him. So sweet. But going to a big boy bed, potty training, all at the same time is a little, is good, but it's a lot. And I think he realizes, like, I am a big boy, but, you know, big boys can't do this. They can do that. You know, it's hard. Yeah, there's a lot going on. Yeah. So he tries to, I don't know. That's just my...
Yeah, he's feeling it out. He's expanding and pissing us off.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, tonight when he was laughing at you and you were trying to get him to sit down.
Yeah. It took every ounce not to smack him.
Yeah, they need to come up with
Because that would be really easy to do.
Just a baby stunner. They have a shock collar for dogs. Just a little zap. You know, that's set at the one... Because if you're spanking, you know, it could be... You know, you could be hit too hard one time or not enough the next time. And then, you know, you try to overcompensate for the not enough. And you know, the next thing you know, he's a high school dropout. So just one thing that's set at the same thing every time. You know, and then as this tolerance grows, so can the...
Shock.
Yeah, I mean, because you really... That's the kind of thing I think of. It's like, how do I do this? You know, you don't know. You have no idea how to handle it. So every morning for the past couple of weeks, we just... go about preparing for work and the kids for school by just stepping over his angry, limp body on the floor of the kitchen because there's something that's gone wrong.
Everything is wrong.
Everything's wrong.
No matter what you do, it's wrong.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Yeah, you just have to let him throw his tantrums, I think.
It does help work in that, you know, you're there and everything seems kind of easy.
Yeah.
And quiet.
I can get a lot done there.
So. Everybody's like, it's so crazy here. Has anybody peed on the floor?
That's true.
Oh, dude. So anyway, the answer to the movie coming up, and I don't know if you remember, folks, it's been a while, but we had the Brain Revival, and I got a lot to discuss. And
it's really why we're here.
No.
Yeah.
Right, wait, hold on. Okay, let me just discuss a little bit before the Brain Revival.
Because so you can't squeeze it all in.
So there's not too much in the Brain Revival.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me just counter some things. Let me just counter some. What happened to Paco?
He's in the other room.
I can still smell him.
I know.
Yeah, Paco's got gas concerned. Issues. Yeah, it's crazy. We have no nose hairs, bloodshot eyes, and I'm surprised we even woke up from last night's slumber. We've been to the vet and everything. We don't know what's gone. There's a blockage or something. And he is, he's like Tim Robbins in the Shawshank Redemption. He's just sprinkling his poos around the house and little gassy gifts. So, okay, real quick, you know, that's what I, you know, no more long-windy Jared.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe you said that.
I know.
Out loud.
I can compress things. And that's why it's called the brain revival. It's just simple intelligence for your daily life. Okay?
Okay.
All right? So here it is. Here it is. Right here. People are like, that stimulus done ruined the country. Well, they were told it was going to ruin the country by people who had just gotten out of office or shouldn't be in office in the first place because they screwed up royally over the last 8 years. And they're trying to make you think that it's going to be the stimulus' fault if the economy doesn't turn around. Well, tell you what, Jared's point of view, there needs to be more stimulus.
Okay.
And let me tell you what's going on here. Because Barack Obama, he was a little too soft when he came in. He should have asked for more. And people will say, now wait 1 second. They always bring up World War II. The only thing that got it out of the Depression wasn't the New Deal and all that government spending. It was World War II. Well, folks, World War II was what? Tons of government spending. That's what it was. Putting people to work, going to war. People were focused. And that's what we need now. A stimulus with more focus, putting people to work in good sectors that offer good things to the world and the economy and the environment. The green sector. Find places that have longevity to offer for jobs and stimulate the hell out of it. You know, it's like in 1963 when Kennedy said we were going to go to space. And, you know, and 6 years later, I mean, everybody focused on it. We were excited, you know, and no matter what was, you know, astronauts were dying on launch pads. We didn't care. I think we need more stimulus. And then people would say, wait, 1 second. No, we need to cut taxes. See, that would be the Republican solution, which they tried in 2001. It didn't work. And what did George Bush do, Sarah?
He did it again?
No, he passed stimulus.
Okay, sorry.
And he tried. He cut taxes for the rich after getting elected on the poor, you know, teasing their emotional sensitivities by talking about homosexuality and burning the flag and immigration. And then as soon as he got in the office, he cut taxes for his rich buddies, deserting all the blue-collar folk who thought he was going to free them from gay people. Did the same thing in 2004, and then as soon as he got in the office, he tried to privatize Social Security, which you gotta know we're all happy that didn't happen. So, that wasn't too long-winded.
That was pretty good, yeah.
I'm just saying, but yeah, they cut taxes. That was going to turn everything around in 2001. What happened? Remember, we each got checks in the mail.
Yeah.
And then they tried it again in 2007. We all got checks in the mail.
I remember that.
More stimulus. We got $200 billion left over from the TARP. The colossal mistake of a TARP program passed last year, and Obama wants to spend it on jobs. Let's do it. I'm all for it. Some of the Republicans are like, just saying something to say something. They're like, we need to use it to pay down the debt. Dude, whatever. All right? The debt is out of control, ridiculous, but it's time to invest. If you're a Republican, then you're supposed to be a businessman, right? What do you do with money? You invest for growth. So come on. Get on board here. This is me. I'm your friend. Maybe a Facebook friend. All 270 of you. I'm here for you. Good. Who's John Boehner? Nobody, but some dude who plays on your emotions to get elected, then he deserts you for his rich friends. Okay, that wasn't even the brain revival. How did I do?
Okay, what is the brain revival?
Well, that's coming up next. Now, the brain revival is going to be short, 10 seconds or less. 10 seconds or less, brain revival coming up.
Which, come on in. Come on in.
Good to see ya, friend.
Come on in.
We're wondering how you been.
Life's wide and road.
Put down your load.
Come on in. Come on in.
Stimulate your favorite organ.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the Brain Revival Hour.
If you're tired and sick and your tears are tumbling down, find yourself walking shaky ground. It's a pot of coffee on.
Yeah, I'm bad.
Sing your favorite song. Show you how to smile before too long. If you come on in. Come
before
on
we get into the brain revival, Sarah, as a mommy. How do you like that voice?
As a mommy.
As a mommy.
That's weird.
Do you ever, I mean, do you get like, you know that cartoon Rose's Rose?
Yeah.
And in the cartoon strip of the paper, you may not get it, but and it's this mom, and she's this cute little mom, and she's got a cute little family, and then sometimes she's imagined herself all bad and like Harley leathers and stuff.
Yeah, right.
Do you do that? Do you think I'm bad? Like do you sometimes you massage a bad side?
I don't know. Little
fantasies of being bad.
No. Fantasize like shooting people at work, but I don't fantasize dressing up in leathers.
Well, that's bad.
Is that bad?
No shooting people at work. I just want to get that out now.
Oh, no.
On tape.
I would never do it. I tell everyone there's a reason I don't carry a gun, because I would use it.
Yeah, no, that's the reason I can't have a gun.
It's just bad. It's just not. I mean, I would never do anything like that, but just, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, okay, well, that's good. That's pretty exciting.
I don't fantasize, like, riding a motorcycle off into the sunset, though.
No, I just wondered. I mean, it does have the motorcycle thing. I just suddenly, I don't know, I was imagining it and all.
You were probably imagining yourself single, right?
Because my wife's in prison. Oh, I get by.
No.
She told him to replace the ink. But, I don't know. I was just wondering. I have no idea how that popped in my head. I can't even remember. No, I don't know. It's pretty cool. You know me. I'm always, like, thinking of stuff I need to be doing.
Yeah.
And it's not bad stuff at all. Often it does turn out to be bad in the result. But, oh, here's the deal. I want to run something by you before we get to the brain revival, which, by the way, is only going to be 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get out some air checks to some local radio. My buddy Josh says, you know what? You'd be perfect on the Fox, which is this classic rock station, which is kind of an insult to me because I'm like, hey, aren't I all young and cool and top 40? No. And I did classic rock right out of the gate. The Fox is classic rock here in Denver. So I want to run a break by. I'm going to just record some breaks. I already sent them one air check and they liked it. But you got to hit them a couple times because they're busy and everybody's out of work right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, VCR repair is a better industry than radio. So, honey, high five.
Yeah, that's great.
You want to have another kid? You want to be bad. Okay, here we go. This is because you know how sometimes I get all fakey and stupid?
What, you're going to do it right now?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm just going to do a break right now, and if you like it, I'm going to copy it and paste it and whoop.
Well, you're not going to keep this in here, though, right?
What? Yeah, I want everybody to judge it, I guess.
All right.
Bad idea?
I think so.
All right. I better go with it. This is my version of being bad now. It's like TV sitcom Dad Bad. Okay, here we go. We're coming out of Bob Seger.
I just think it's so funny. No. You're gonna set it up. Okay.
Okay, no.
You can sing part of it.
What's the song? It's not Against the Wind. Is it On the Road Again?
You'd be great on classic rock.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Okay, Bob Seger. There's a lot. They're all the same. All right. They're pretty much all the deal. Same. He just got off stage. He's driving all night, and he's on the road again, or he's against the wind again.
I know what you're talking about. It's great. Okay.
Okay. I can't do it. Smiling. Although when I first got into radio, this old crazy guy had been in radio forever, told me he's like smile whenever you talk, and it was so funny. He came to the radio studio.
I can hear your smile.
I know. And he said, hey, you want to hear some of my air checks from the 60s. He's been this big. And the guy, Randy Rockin' Clock, who I worked with, was another popular 60s DJ. He goes, oh, bring it in. So he brings in this reel the size of a semi-tire. And he plugs it in. And I, to the day, those two laughed like loons. I, to the day, don't know what he was talking about. Here's a sample break. Can you hear my smile? But this is pretty much the exact verbiage. I wrote it down. It's coming out of an oldie song. Hey, I know it. It's Kansas's hottest AM 1220. I tell you what, the oil field is bursting. Here comes the flood. This is Rockin' Robin. And
I have no idea.
I don't know. You could hear a smile. And I remember Randy, he hit me on the back. He said, you can hear a smile. And I thought, if that's the test.
You can say whatever you want.
All right, here we go. This is for the Fox. That was a serious. Classic rock, you know, male, macho male demo. Here we go. Come on.
I know, I'm trying not to laugh. Go ahead.
Okay. I know, I don't want to be fakey. Okay, a puker.
A puker?
What else? You know, the pukers, you're hearing, pukers are all over the place. The pukers that talk like this.
Oh, you know? Yeah, don't do that.
No. What else? 103.5, The Fox. Bob Seger there, and Bob back again with his unreleased songs, versions of songs you've never heard. Okay, how was the first thing?
First.
Okay, yeah, I'm just doing good. It. Here we go. Out of Bob Seger, Queen's coming up after the commercial break. I'm going to tease you, and you're going to want to listen. Okay, here we go. 103.5 The Fox, Bob Seger.
I'm not laughing.
I know, but you're
I
doing
can't
the,
look
you're,
at you.
You're doing the,
I can't that, look. I know,
thank you, God. That's heartwarming. Okay, hold on. I mean, this. I'm going to send this to the program director. At least I want to get a good idea. What? Okay, here we go. Okay.
Okay, go.
Okay, okay. Coming out of Bob Seger.
We okay. got that far.
Okay, okay, okay. .1035 The Fox, Bob Seger, and he's back in the news again because has a new CD coming out. I think he has a new CD every holiday season. Kids, you just need to make a few rock songs, and then you can do what Bob's doing. You can get it on his website, bobseger.com, but it's unreleased versions of songs you've already heard, Volume 1. I don't know if that's the exact title, but go to bobseger.com. Give the guy some respect. He's been around a long time, and if you got a rock and roll lover, a Bob lover in the family, then there, you have a gift right there. Coming up, a band that you all know and love, but there's talk there could be a major change. The original lead singer is gone, and they're looking at somebody new, somebody flamboyant, somebody like Adam Lambert. That's next on The Fox.
Good. Who's Adam Lambert?
He's this American Idol guy who simulated oral sex with another guy on the...
Oh, yeah.
And then in ABC, Good Morning America's like, no, we won't air that, you know. Then, but tonight on CSI Detroit, there's cum stains all over this pillow.
I know, God.
Give me the fluorescent light. Yeah, they were talking about him being with Queen, but it's kind of sad. The Queen guys, they're still pretty big. Freddie Mercury's gone, but the other two guys, they've pretty much been dismissed by him, by Mr. Lambert, because he's so hot right now.
Hmm.
Queen, though. You know, come on.
I know. Queen. Yeah, that was good, though, I think.
You liked that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should I do another one?
Sure. What are you going to do now?
Okay, we're coming out of Queen, and... we're going to be going into Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay.
Okay. What Queen song?
I don't know.
Crazy Little Thing Called Love. How about that?
All right.
No, no. What was the one? Okay, Crazy Little Thing Called Love. 103.5 The Fox. This is Jared, and that is Queen, A Crazy Little Thing Called Love. And yeah, it's true. There had been discussions of Adam Lambert, the American Idol fellow. Well, you know him. He was on the award show, the MTV Music Awards, and he simulated facial nookie with a dancer, and everybody got upset, and ABC, Good Morning America, canceled a visit. And well, he's kind of got the whole Freddie Mercury peacock mixed with a pimp look, and he's elaborate and flamboyant, so... they thought maybe he'd be a nice fit, but Adam Lambert apparently so hot right now, he dismissed the surviving members of Queen. All right, coming up shortly, a second helping from the... was it Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Yeah.
Okay, Lynyrd. I get Lynyrd Skynyrd and the Allman Brothers confused all the time. There's lots of southern hair. Next on The Fox. So how was it before I forgot the band?
Yeah, that was good.
Okay, and here's a quick shorty I was thinking of just today. Here we go. This out of a song into something else. 103.5 The Fox, Jared here. Very cold tonight. A low of 2. So get warm and stay that way. Bring in the pets and, you know, put a blanket over the bird cage. Just be very careful. Oh, and unscrew all your hoses outside. I had a burst pipe in the basement because I left the garden hose in. So it's cold tomorrow, going to warm up to a high of 23. And there's a chance of snow for tomorrow night, which that's good news because it might be warm enough to actually snow instead of just be frozen as the tundra is here. And I just want to, just a quick message. The guy who's driving too fast down my street, I mean, not only are you endangering the children, but you're driving a Fiero. And then, bam, I just hit a break. Was that too much?
Yes.
There's way too much. See, that's how I do. That's what I do. It was supposed to be a quickie, then I got into the weather. Yeah, I don't know.
5-day forecast coming up.
I didn't know this was like a radio thing. Well, I'm going to get back into it, damn it. And this feedback is helpful.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so the brain revival. 10 seconds. Should I do the brain revival thing again? No. Okay, here we go. 10 seconds. Sarah, it is interesting to me that the people who are against health care reform are unwittingly supporting the folks who probably at some point in their lives have decided to withdraw coverage when they most needed it.
Yes.
Yes. Dr. Watts. Okay, that 10 seconds wasn't good. Here's a better 10 seconds. People talk about healthcare reform, and they do it inaccurately, talking about a government takeover. Everybody who's anybody said, no, this is not a government takeover. It's just an option. But it's interesting to me because already the government has a huge say in your life. When you go to a doctor and he denies you care, it's not the doctor making that decision. It's some suit who paid a politician to ensure that decision could be made. So if you're worried about the government fiddling with your health, dude, you're way too late.
I know. That drives me crazy.
Yeah. Bananas. Drives me freaking nuts is what it does. I mean, you know, it's all based on lobbyists and from the insurance industry and the pharmaceutical industry pushing things. And suddenly there could be some competition for these people. Some option for those who have been left out in the cold. Mm-hmm. And we're against it because people are listening to these. I call them gynos. There's Rhino, Republican in name only, and that's what Republicans call some people who aren't conservative enough but yet call themselves Republicans. Gynos are governing in name only. The Palins, for example, who pretend to be a political leader, but it's only in name so they can cash in and
sell a book.
And the Glenn Becks, who want really nothing to do with actual policy and proper debate, but they just want to titillate people so they can get ratings. I mean, Glenn Beck would say anything to get ratings. Heck, he was a liberal commentator not too long ago. And Limbaugh and Huckabee, all these guys, they probably want to stop, but they can't. They're high in the ratings. They're all running on a rolling turd. They don't know how to get off. So they're gynos. You heard it here first.
Thank you for listening to Iwi and the Beast.